This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. An oil and gas company must clean up spills and make repairs at oil fields across Colorado or face more than $2 million in penalties. Here's CPR's Miguel Otero.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission initially intended to heavily penalize KP Kaufman, which it ruled had followed a pattern of violations in its careless maintenance of seven different oil field sites. The commission is now waiving more than half of the $2 million penalty. In exchange, the company will have to clean up those sites and several others. If KP Kaufman does not follow through, it could have to pay the full penalty amount, or more. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Drivers may notice some new signage on the roads that say they must leave at least 3 feet of space when they pass someone on a bicycle. Drivers are allowed to cross a double yellow line in order to create that space, so long as they don't put oncoming traffic at risk. The Colorado Department of Transportation says 15 cyclists have died in crashes this year. And a North Dakota nonprofit has sued to block enforcement of a Colorado law banning schools from using Native American imagery as mascots. The Native American Guardians Association argues in a federal suit that Colorado's law erases Indian imagery and that respectful symbols can help neutralize offensive stereotypes. Colorado schools will have to pay thousands in fines if they use Native American-themed mascots after June of 2022. Another day of potentially record-breaking temperatures for Denver today. You're listening to CPR.